I always find Mother's Day stressful because I want to get some, I want to get it right. I want to like get something that makes my mom feel like I really get her and know her. And I often get, I end up getting like massage devices, like massage wands and things. And she's always like, how sore do you think I am? But this Mother's Day, I'm going to prioritize the gift of connection with our sponsor Paired, which is the app for couples. And I think my mom would actually really enjoy this to play with my dad.
Stephanie and I downloaded the app and then paired together. Every day, Paired provides the questions, quizzes, and games you need to connect with the person you love.
When I'm away filming and it's long distance, then this is something I can do with Parv to stay connected. I really like it. It just means 5 minutes a day, you know that person's been thinking about you.
Share the love this Mother's Day by going to paired.com/handsome to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. That's paired.com/handsome to sign up today. Let's give the gift of connection this Mother's Day. A happier relationship starts here.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate.
I'm a safe driver because I always pay attention. No distractions allowed in my car.
The more safely you drive, the less you'll pay. Who doesn't want to pay a rate based on your own safe driving? You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for rating, and your rate could increase with high-risk driving.
Cheers.
Welcome to another episode of the Handsome Pod. I am, of course, your pal, Mae Martin. I'm joined by my excruciatingly handsome co-host.
I'm Tig Notaro.
And I'm Fortune Famester.
These are all true statements.
I'm Tig Notaro.
And we're handsome.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys feeling handsome?
Well, yes, of course.
Oh, because you're in the car.
We're in our casual handsome looks.
I know, and I don't need to say it, but I've undone a top button because my jeans are too tight, and so I feel like a pervert over here.
Wait, why are your jeans too tight?
I don't know. I think I shrunk them in the wash, and it's making my stomach actually hurt. Like,
oh, no.
So I undone a button, and then I thought,
can we see? Let's show the camera.
Yeah. Hey, there we go. Those don't look loose. I mean, that does look loose.
Well, because the button's undone.
Oh, and then that's I don't want them to think something's about to go down.
Those don't look tight. That looks
loose. That looks tight over there to me. Also, May and I have coordinated with your room.
Oh, yeah. I'm green like the wall. Oh, we should say, if you're listening, we're in Tig's office.
Yes.
If you're watching on YouTube right now, you're loving the color coordination happening here.
If you're watching on YouTube, you just saw my pants loose.
Pants.
And if you're not on YouTube right now, you should go there and see May give you a little midriff.
Yeah. A little midriff.
A little midriff and unbuttoned pants.
Get yourself on YouTube. It's where all the good stuff is happening.
And Fortune's shirt is the exact same color as the sofa.
Yep.
So that was thrilling.
And then there's Tig.
And then there's me.
Yeah.
And my little boots.
But that cardigan's pretty cute on you, though.
Fortune. I am a married woman.
That is a platonic friend compliment.
I don't know. I kind of get a vibe that you're into me. I do. I'm good at that. I can tell.
You can read a vibe?
Oh,
I can tell.
What are you picking up?
What are you picking up?
I don't know. I just feel like you're...
shooed me away.
I just feel like you're always eyeing me. Like you're always asking me to go get something.
Like a piece of candy.
I think you're wanting to look at my backside.
Oh, well, you never know.
Yeah. You got Tig's face as the background to your phone.
But I love to see you walk away. It's something like that.
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
Is that the same?
No.
I don't know.
Have you never heard that?
No.
I hate to see you.
I hate.
Is it the opposite?
I love to see you.
I hate to see you leave, but I love to see you walk away.
Wait, you don't know that?
No.
That's a 2-1?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great pickup line.
I hate to see you leave.
But I love to watch you.
Is it a great pickup? I'm trying to imagine.
You should have it more together.
It's when you're checking out someone's backside.
No, we get it.
They'd be I'm trying to imagine someone being like, oh, okay, all right.
Is there a mirror in your pants? Because I could see myself in them.
That's pretty good. Or nice jeans.
Wait a minute.
They look better on
that one, right?
I have not heard that one. Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
Two against one. What else we got?
Is there a mirror in your pants?
Yeah, because I can see myself in them.
Who on earth would say such a thing?
It has to have worked for someone.
Can I tell you my pickup line?
Please.
Like, let's say I'm at a bar, a party, or someplace that I'm never at.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then make my way through.
That's it?
Yeah.
And then people are like, who's that enigmatic, humble... soul. I go to if I'm at a party, group of people, maybe it's a friend of a friend, we're chatting, I'm like, whoa, you need to slow down. Are you trying to make out with me right now? And then I might say, I mean, I haven't done that in years.
But then they make out with you.
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever had somebody be like,
ew.
Yeah, what are you, that's weird. And then just leave.
I mean, I'm not doing it right as I describe it. It's like the timing has to be right. They have to be kind of walking by you and then you go like, are you trying to make out with me? Yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Or you go, are we going to make out tonight?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because that's more of like.
It's less of a pervert.
Yeah, of a threatening thing.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make out with me. And they're like, what? Or like, it feels accusatory, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas like, are we going to make out tonight? They're like, I don't know. Are we? Oh, the mirror thing wasn't good enough for you?
Is it just staring at your co-host all the time?
Yeah, probably that. There's got to be another pickup line
but
that would
like,
work.
1 to 10, how attracted to me are you?
I mean, is there...
let's be serious.
Like a 12, is this on there? I'm not great with numbers.
Wow.
Hopefully it doesn't make things weird on the pod.
There needs to be more of a rom-com about two handsome individuals. Like... Mm. There's usually, if it's a queer story, it's like there's a femme and then there's like a, what about two handsome fellas like you and me, you know?
Me and you?
Yeah.
May. Why is everyone so attracted to me? I'm just out trying to like make a living. I'm at work.
May on a scale of 1 to 10.
Sexual harassment.
May on a scale of 1 to 10. How attracted to you are
this? This is sexual harassment.
We can't hide it anymore.
When you ask it, it's not. But when we ask it.
Well, yeah. Because I'm like, I can tell that.
Well, clearly it's work. It's happening over here, too.
Yeah,
I mean, you're sitting far away on that couch. I knew the handsome pot at one point was going to get sticky.
Sticky. Oh, okay, but if the world ended and there were no other.
And it's gonna.
And it was just we're almost the three there. Of us, how long do you think it would take before we were like, I guess we
before should
Before
May
sex?
Starts being like, are we gonna make out?
Are we going to make out?
I don't know.
It feels offensive if you guys stay a long time.
You're like 3 days?
Yeah. I'd probably just go for
just
it right
get
away.
Get right to it.
Yeah.
Polyamory. We're now a Mormon family of wives and husbands.
No, with this 2-against-1 dynamic that we have, like poly, I think it would be a nightmare. I know I'd always be the one left out. You guys team up on me. Or,
oh, really?
Yeah. Or like,
so you think Fortune and I would be just hooking up constantly? Like, not even coming up for breath.
The thought of that is hilarious.
Just like Fortune.
We can't be bothered right now.
You got to take that flannel off right now.
Your carding is getting in the way. Can you take that off?
And I'm like, guys, I've got no one else to talk to. Everyone died in the end of the world. You're like, May.
Fortune, slowly remove my hiking boots.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah.
I like to be the pursuer, but I think I give off a vibe on stage of like intense vulnerability or something, because people are so forward with me after shows, and that does not, it really doesn't do it for me.
Oh, really?
I kind of like having to be the one to be like,
a little chase.
Please, are you?
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's not true.
You do give off the vibe that you would want someone to bare their soul to you.
Yeah, maybe. But you remember in school where you could just write, will you go out with me? Check yes or no.
Yeah. Simpler,
did you really do that?
Times.
Yes, I did do that. And people, and this guy one time wrote a poem for me. Maybe he's listening now. We're still pals.
What's his name?
Devin.
What up, Devin?
And he wrote a poem that said, all I remember is it ended. This is grade 10. It ended with, fill the void, rid of the itch, and go out with me, you sexy bitch. and he read it in front of all the kids in the class. And
was this when you had braces and acne?
Oh my I think the braces were off.
Okay.
It was we're talking shoulder length hair.
How old was he? And
14 for something, maybe 15.
And it was okay to read that language in front of the class?
There was no teacher present. It would be wild.
You didn't have teachers in Canada.
Yeah, no teachers.
We didn't have teachers. No,
you got
I think
the itch. Go out with me. What was it?
Fill the void, rid of the itch.
Rid of the itch.
It was a weird alternative school with like
poets.
People, yeah, that were like learning Latin and stuff. Wait, what was it? Fill the void, rid of the itch, and go out with me, you sexy bitch. It blew my socks
sexy
off.
Sexy bitch.
And did you go out with him?
Yes, he was my boyfriend.
For how long?
I believe that, yeah, that really tracks. I was like, I could tell you would have been into that.
I was like, into it. I was like.
What if somebody read that poem for you?
I would have been like.
When you were 14.
I would have been like this, like, wait, what? Fill what void?
I think.
Are we itchy?
Yeah. Like, what itch like, are we talking
about? Who are you calling a bitch?
Yeah. Sexy's nice. Thank you for that.
I do remember being a little bit like, bitch. I don't know.
I remember I was at a comedy club years ago with this woman that I was dating. This was like, I had not started doing stand-up, but I was very obsessed with it. And she came across two free tickets to the comedy club. Mm. And we went, and there was a comedian on stage talking about women real casually, like, you know, and this bitch walks up to me. And I was like, oh. I was so... Like, this is not cool.
Uh-huh.
And I turned to her and I was like, I was so appalled.
You were scandalized?
I was like, oh my, I felt like a grandmother.
That's
and it's
really
so
funny.
Crazy how much I wanted to be in stand-up, but I wasn't like.
You didn't have that like thick skin green room culture vibe. You were like, how dare you?
That bro talk.
Yeah, I like that.
And I mean, I've eased into it just fine and I'm used to it. But I was like, can't believe this guy is calling women bitches.
And we might be peers one day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in this field with
no,
this
thank
guy.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine a time where you're going to comedy clubs as an audience member, having never done stand up.
Who, me?
Yeah. Like me.
I remember doing that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I was like,
obsessed.
I think I could do this one day, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
But your early sets, you were just like, bitch this, bitch that. It was crazy fortune.
Oh, so many bitches were harmed through my material. My first set ever, I talked about like just the most mundane things. Yeah. Like, I don't like the seeds and strawberries. Like, this
we
was
know
my
this
rant.
About you.
We do know this.
That was in my first set.
That
yeah.
checks out. Yeah.
What was that leading to? What was the punchline?
Yeah, was it? Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think there were many punchlines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was a set at the end of a 6-week class. So everyone in the audience was just like friends of everyone.
Yeah.
So they were laughing at anything.
Yeah.
It was not a true test.
So you took a stand-up class.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I did too in my teens for, I don't know, 6 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I needed something to just get me on the stage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was too scared to just show up to a club. Mm. Once I did the class, then I showed up to the club like
on a regular. And what did the class teach you?
Honestly, just to get up there and try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Point of view. Mm-hmm. Like, just to have, yeah.
His saying was like, crap it out. Is like,
crap it out.
Yeah. To get up there, you're talking about bro culture. Like, crap it out.
Slap your dick on the table and say, here I am.
So you would get up.
Just crap it out.
And then
so
crap
everybody
it out of your asshole, man.
At the beginning of class, you'd go up there for like a minute and just, or two, I can't remember, and just talk. About nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or like whatever was in your day. Just to get in the habit of like being in a microphone.
Crapping it out.
Yeah.
Gotta get in the habit of crapping it out.
Yeah. That is important though. Because when you start, like the gap between your taste and your ability is so massive.
Yeah.
You're like, why am I not really good yet? But you gotta crap it out.
Years ago, there was a competition for like the funniest person in Orange County or something.
That's a tough competition.
There's a lot of, you seen the OC? There's some funny teens.
Well, I had heard from a friend of mine that she was going to this competition. And so I signed up for it.
Oh my God.
Just to do a bit.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I had the intro music was Lionel Richie's Hello.
Uh-huh.
And so when they announced me, I had them play Lionel Richie's Hello, which is the slowest song ever.
Hello.
And then I started from the very back of the room and took my time walking to the stage. And I did the most just pedestrian, terrible, terrible jokes.
And was she a comedian?
Yeah, she was dying laughing.
Oh my God.
And
that's funny.
And then we were sitting of course, bombed, and which was what I was going for. And then I was sitting with her, I was going to say chatting. But then I was about to go into our theme song.
I can't say that word anymore.
Yeah. So I was talking to her, and the guy came up to tell her that she was moving on to the finals.
Uh-huh.
And then he told me I was disqualified.
Why? And, just he'd been eliminated.
Well, I had been eliminated.
Oh, I thought you broke the rules.
No. I'm sorry. I was eliminated.
Okay.
And then I told him, I was like, okay, well, I told him I had rented a limousine.
Oh my God.
To drive off to celebrate. And he was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, I know what I did. I go, you know what? I don't care. I'm still going to compete.
But you were like, I'm going to
get stop me.
Yeah. And he was like, you can't. You've been removed from the. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going to show up and I'm going to win this thing.
Oh my God.
He was, I'm certain. He had no sense of humor.
Yeah.
He couldn't detect anything. And my
That's
friend.
The best trait of a comedian.
Often,
no sense
of
humor.
Well, he also did comedy lessons.
Of course.
Yeah.
These MCs of these types of shows they always have no sense of
humor. Some of the best.
I love it. You go, I've rented a limo.
Yeah.
What am I going to do now?
Yeah, I'm going to drive home, removed from this guy. I don't think so. I'm celebrating and I'm coming back and I'm going to win this thing.
I can't get my money back from this limo, so I'm going to go.
He must have thought I was out of my mind.
I feel like when Trump loses the election, that's what he's going to be like, I rented a limo. I'm not, anyway, whatever. I tried to get political. I never in my life have I ever tried to get.
Maybe you need to button your pants.
Can I tell you another button?
Too loose. Another button's popped.
All right, let's zoom in.
This.
Zoom in on May's crotch.
Wow.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate.
Driving around LA, you see a lot of reckless driving. That is not me, though. I always drive safely.
The more safely you drive, the less you'll pay. Who doesn't want to pay a rate based on your own safe driving? You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for rating, and your rate could increase with high-risk driving. So I have a gorgeous, if not handsome, poster, and hanging it right on my office wall.
FrameBridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. Easily order online at FrameBridge.com or visit a FrameBridge retail store. Upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores.
Doing this podcast is a real source of pride for me. So seeing our poster, not just me seeing it, but others seeing it. My family, friends, whoever comes in to join me in my office gets to see this pride and joy.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com.
By the end of this, it might be pants off.
It might be pants off.
Wow.
Chatting with friends in my handsome pants.
Handsome panties. You're going to be in your handsome panties.
Oh my God, I almost forgot. Wait, guys.
Oh yeah.
We're not alone in this room tonight.
We're not.
What?
We have some
There's a ghost guests, right behind you.
Special guests.
We do?
These were, and if you're listening to this, I'm holding two knitted
Beast. Wait, is that Canadian? Knitted?
No. Yeah, did you say knitted?
Okay.
Two knitted, like, stuffed animals that a Handsome Pod fan gave to Fortune at a live show in Pennsylvania.
In Hershey, Pennsylvania. And she hand-did all of these.
Hand-did them.
Hand-did them. What's the word for it? Hand-knitted?
Hand-knitted.
Hand-knitted.
And this is, I guess... I don't know if I have no memory of talking about my two cartoon characters.
Oh, yeah, you did. I do. Because a lot of people said they would love to see that as a cartoon.
Really? Yeah, mm-hmm. So my idea is a cartoon with Avocado Bear and Guacamole. And he's a bear, and then it's a mole. And the way she's knitted these are literally exactly what was in my head. Like, this is exactly how I always pictured
That's
them.
That's cool.
I don't know. Can I use these to make, like, a...
I say whatever you're dreaming up, just go for it.
Well, she really wanted you to have those,
because
so
hopefully the police won't find out.
I imagine
whatever law you're thinking of breaking.
I mean,
I imagine she wanted to inspire you. So yeah,
I'm just gonna go into Netflix, throw these at Ted Sarandos, and walk
and
out
and say, like, "Where do I sign?
Where do I sign?" Pen? I'm gonna treasure these forever. I honestly, it's surreal because I for years have thought. Frequently, almost every time I cut into an avocado, I think Avocado Bear.
Yeah.
How can you cut into an avocado knowing Avocado Bear?
I know his little belly.
I love that this guy
Guacamole.
Or person,
sorry,
has,
Guacamole. He has a name.
Not a person. Guacamole can't see very well, I guess.
Yeah, of course, has glasses like all the best cartoon
and wait,
moles.
You pictured Guacamole with glasses?
Yes, I'm
you
sure.
Did?
Yes, I'm sure I have like a drawing somewhere.
Okay. Find it. But yeah, also the glasses come off. The glasses don't fully cover both eyes on Guacamole.
That's part of the bit.
No, yeah, they're super wonky.
Also, probably knitting is hard. Right?
Yeah.
Let's cut her some slack.
Let's cut her some slack. Poking holes in that. Well, they don't actually fit perfectly.
Is... She's like watching this right now, being like, it took me 3 weeks. All day, all night to make this. And the eyes don't fit.
My grandma used to knit stuffed animals. Yeah, go on.
Hold on. You ready for me to blow your mind?
Oh my God. Now the Avocado Bear has glasses.
Anyone
glasses. Watching on YouTube on this episode really is getting a lot of treats.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I think out of the box.
I think that maybe this is meant to inspire you, friend.
Yeah, I feel inspired.
Good.
Avocado
that's what our
pod's,
bear. That's what our pod's for.
Inspiration. It's
inspiration.
A little drunk.
Oh my God.
To save lives, to make people laugh.
Why'd you take the glasses off right away?
Yes, no. I really whipped them off. I was like, well, they don't belong to the bear. How is the mole going to see without his glasses?
So I called it guacamole. Yeah. Not, I forgot it was a mole.
It's a mole. That's the
I said,
whole
and here's this
joke.
Guacamole thing.
Oh my God, Fortune.
So
don't
rude.
Let him hear that.
That's, I mean, that's, is that a, I guess it's not a pronoun, but it's like.
She sent you something too, but I didn't open it to see what it was.
Yeah, it was something in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, so you might
you can
be
see take us
you
the
might
same
be blown
level
away
of,
later.
The same level of enthusiasm. I haven't
opened it yet, but I'm going to. Now, wait, Fortune, what did they make for you? Or did they only make us
no,
things?
No, I did get something too.
You
she knit a hat. That looks exactly like Biggie's face.
Oh my God.
And Jax put it on him today. And he looks like, what is it in that Star Wars movie? Oh, no. An Ewok?
Yeah, an Ewok. Yeah.
What's that from?
Star Wars?
It looks like an Ewok. So it's pretty funny.
An Ewok with two faces?
Well, it completely hides his face.
It's a hat that hides.
It's a hat. It's like a what do y'all call them?
Oh,
beanies?
Like a
beanie?
Yeah.
What do y'all call them?
In the South, we call them toboggans, but that other people call that a sled.
Wait. I call it a toque, but you called...
Oh, a toque?
You're calling that a toboggan?
I don't know what anybody's talking about at this point.
Okay. You, like probably, you know a beanie?
Isn't a toboggan a sled?
Yeah.
But in the South, where I'm from, people call a beanie a toboggan.
Okay.
The way your hands are, a beanie, a toboggan.
But out here, people call them beanies. Canadians apparently call them
toques.
So I don't know why we can't all just agree on
why
one
can't
name.
We all get along?
Just get along?
What do you call them, though? Beanies?
I don't call those things.
You
not
have one, right?
I have a beanie?
Yeah. You ever go in a winter situation?
Yeah, I put on my winter hat. and head out.
Okay, well, that's not a fun name.
Well, I don't
know. You're being a real stick in the mud about this hat.
Stephanie, grab my toboggan.
And then here comes the sled.
We should post it, and I'll post, if you're listening on YouTube, I'll post pictures.
I never know what to post. That's what I always wonder. How do people, like, I'll think, like, oh, that would be fun to post, and then I forget.
Yeah, that's
for
all right.
For me, it's purely, it's pure vanity. If I stumble upon a picture that I think I look okay, and I'll find an excuse to post it. Like, well,
like, it's Friday.
It's, you got to post your fern-colored t-shirt.
Are you one of those people that posts a picture or says to people, like, oh my God, we need to post this, and you look amazing, and everybody's like...
That's one of my pet peeves, is when a friend posts one that I like. One of my best friends, Gabby, we took a picture together and she was like, I'm gonna post it. I can't express enough that I looked like there was something wrong with me. Like, mm-hmm. my face was contorted into this kind of like red, like, and she looked great. And I looked her in the eye and said, Gabby, don't do this to me. Like, don't post this. And she was like, I won't. I promise. But there was a little glint of mischief in her eyes. And she fully posted it like an hour later. And then I felt like a psycho being actually annoyed, because I was like, who cares? It's just Gabby's. And she was like, you're being crazy. And I was like, God, I did directly look you in the eye.
And did you talk to her about it? Yeah, or are you waiting for her to hear this
agreement.
Episode?
I think it's one of our three arguments we've ever had.
Probably. Wow.
She brings it up still. She's, anytime we take her, she's like, is May happy with it? Like,
I look bad in so many photos, and I'm just like, whatever.
Don't talk about my friend like that.
Great pictures out there too. I'm just saying, it's a mix.
Yeah.
There are some, like, occasions.
So you're saying you take some good photos and some bad ones?
I know, it's shocking.
Okay.
But you know, in LA, like, you'll occasionally walk around and, like, suddenly there'll be, like, photographers somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know that they're there. There are some pictures out there of me that are so crazy. I'm
really?
Like, oh my God. And I'm like, am I making this crazy face in life? Like, how do they capture the most horrendous, horrific look possible?
I used to post them.
They were so absurd.
You must be just in the middle of a word
sneezing.
Or something.
Or like, I'm in the middle of realizing someone's in front of me, so my face contorts. And they capture that exact
moment. I came out of therapy once, and somebody was there with,
like, a paparazzi photo?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And you're like crying. You've been crying.
No, I hadn't been crying. Oh, okay. I don't cry.
What did you talk about? I was fine.
Do
you remember what you were talking about in therapy?
Yeah, I would love to rehash all of this.
Probably the pressures of fame.
Yeah.
It's like,
how to deal with a coworker that's in love with me.
That must be hard.
But I don't remember what it was. It was just, I don't think they knew I was at therapy.
Right.
But I was coming out of there, and they're like, Tig, oh my God, not the headspace for this.
It used to crack me up, because I used to work in a customer service call center for, like, a glamour photography place where you could pay like an insane amount of money, and then you get a makeover and they do a photo shoot of you. And this place was so shady.
We should take a glamour shot
together. That is on our list already.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well,
keep it on the list.
And people would, like, 18-year-olds would sign up, and they'd sign up for these payment plans that were like four years long, and they're like tied into thousands of dollars.
Ugh,
anyway, but people would always call, and they'd be fuming. They'd be like, I want to cancel it. Because that's not what I look like. And I'd be like, but it is a photograph of you.
So you would not let them out of their contract?
No, I did. That's why I got fired, because I was just going, all right, I'll cancel.
Oh, you were like, yeah, these pictures aren't great. I'll give you your money back.
So, but
you flip through them while you're on the phone. You're like, boy, I see what you mean.
Yikes.
That is rough.
But also, people don't know what they look like. Like, we don't know what we look like.
Oh, I feel like I've looked like this for so long.
I so often see a picture, I'm like, I don't look like that. It's a photograph
really?
Of me.
And it looks like you're, like, recognizing yourself for the first time.
Or like, it is me, but I'm just like...
You feel detached from it.
Yeah, am I describing
it's
like,
not quite what
I
you...
Don't know.
It's like, it reminds me of when I first started doing stand-up.
We're not judging. I was just trying to...
I'm describing, like, acute depersonalization and dysphoria, maybe. I thought everyone felt like that.
I'm sure there are a lot of people that do, yeah, for sure.
Where you're like, that's not me?
There's got to be. That can't be something that
I know because they were calling you. Yeah, true. Wait, when you first started stand up?
Yeah, I was all wired full of nerves and excitement. Yeah. And I would videotape myself so I could hear my set and mm-hmm. work on my writing. And I would be so startled by how I was coming across on stage compared to what I thought.
I thought
I was so cool, calm, and collected. Yeah. And I was like so uncomfortable.
Really?
And I felt like filming myself and watching my sets in my first year or so really helped me kind of.
Yeah. I'm like that. Like, I'll tape my audio so I can like remember if I came up with tags or bits or stuff, and I'll start hearing my voice and I'm like, oh my God.
How does people are paying for this?
I know.
Build healthy habits the easy way with nutritious recipes from the number one meal kit for clean eating. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for clean eating and ranked the number one meal kit overall by U.S. News and World Report. Savor Green Chef's seasonally inspired recipes where we celebrate the peak ingredients, flavors, and freshness of every season. Green Chef delivers everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep.
I notoriously have the palate of a toddler. Like, I eat string cheese, applesauce, and peanut butter sandwiches pretty much. But when you have a kid in your life, which I do, I feel like you have a responsibility to be a little more creative. And especially if you're trying to encourage a kid to be a healthy eater or to like try new things. And a great way to do that, I have found, is with Green Chef.
Go to greenchef.com/handsome50 and use code handsome50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/handsome50 and use code handsome50 for 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
We've been talking about it on the podcast. I've been treading water lately, just a few minutes out of my day that I take for myself to do something that's good for me. I wake up feeling better. I have more energy. And you know, small actions like that can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Well, Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. Now, I've been using Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic, and it's great. My skin feels better. I feel better. It's just good. So trust your gut with Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/handsome and use code 25handsome to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/handsome, code 25handsome.
I'm really excited about this guest. We've all been on her podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Very successful podcast.
Individually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very wise person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very funny.
Very funny, I think.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our guest today is an author, activist, and podcast host whose best-selling books are Untamed, Love Warrior, and Carry On Warrior. She is the founder and president of the nonprofit Together Rising and co-hosts the podcast We Can Do Hard Things with her wife, Abby, and sister, Amanda. Glennon Doyle. Glennon Doyle. That's who
Glennon
it is.
Doyle.
Glennon Doyle.
Glennon Doyle.
Glennon Doyle.
And I will say, like, I don't think that you planted or planned this, but you got Glennon's book behind you on the shelf there. I noticed it earlier. Love
and
Warriors.
Abby's.
Yep. And Abby's.
And
yeah.
Abby's.
Abby
yeah.
Wambeck.
Yeah.
Didn't, forward.
Oh, and Untamed Glennon Doyle. Yeah. So,
yeah.
So.
Didn't even plan it. Just
didn't
there
plan
they are.
It. On the bookshelf.
Big well, fans of theirs.
Yeah.
Glennon's known on her podcast and her books to be very open and vulnerable and talk about things. And you were talking about you tend to get vulnerable and
oh I can't stop
yeah
it's it, yeah because people also people respond to it so much that mm-hmm. then it kind of it becomes this monster you can't stop.
I
you're
just
like pouring
share.
Your yeah
it's
yeah.
a vulnerable monster you can't
yeah,
stop
you can't stop this thing
hey,
yeah yeah
I'm sorry.
And what a pairing of those two, Glennon and Abby. I was a huge soccer fan. I am a huge soccer fan, and I used to watch Abby pretty religiously.
That's a power couple, yeah.
A very big power couple.
No doing doubt.
Really cool things.
I mean, Stephanie and I are pretty powerful too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, more powerful than your relationships.
And, Abby is a competition. We do have a chart going.
Okay.
Wait, should we listen to the question?
Yeah, we should.
I'd like to talk a little more about...
Otherwise, Jake is going to keep talking about this
Stephanie and I are more powerful than Glennon and Abby and Fortune and Jax and May and Parvati.
See, Glennon's not going to know if you're kidding or not.
Well, yeah. I think she gets it now.
She knows you're ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
No, not that. Don't talk about my friend like that.
Don't talk to me like that, my friend.
Hi, handsome.
Hi.
I'm Glennon Doyle. You, Tig, Fortune, and May might remember me from the We Can Do Hard Things podcast. I've actually invited every single one of you on my pod.
Oh, God.
I actually wrote to you to ask you if I could be on your pod.
How dare you?
So we have a little imbalance there, but it's okay. We'll work that out later. Here's my cue. I want to hear about a friction point in each of your relationships. And by that, I mean some sort of situation in which one of you is absolutely sure you're right and the other is absolutely sure that they're right. And you have never been able to come to any sort of compromise or decision or middle ground on it. And maybe you never will. That's what I want to know.
Oh, man.
I like you three a lot.
Aww.
A lot.
We like you too.
Man.
A lot.
Also, we always planned to invite them on the pod, both of those.
Yes.
But we thought that they were coming to our live show, and we had this whole plan. We were going to get down on one knee.
Pull them backstage and be like, hey, can you submit a video to the Handsome Pod?
And then Glennon shoots a text going, not going to be there. And then we were like, yeah, whatever.
Well, things come up, obviously. They have kids and busy
lives.
No,
there's no excuse.
But May is right. That's why we had waited to ask.
Yeah.
So...
Man, friction points that where both people are like
standing their ground.
I haven't had that yet with Parv. Like
How long have you been together now?
Like a year, kind of.
Wow.
Or not even a year.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Wait, how long?
8 months?
No, like ten.
10 months.
Yeah. Okay. 10 or 11? 11.
Or 12.
Okay. We met 11 months ago.
Nine, maybe.
Whatever.
Could be seven.
We've like... Yeah, there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
Yet, really.
Nothing.
I mean, we've butted heads, but usually then one of us is like, you're right.
No one like really digs their heels in.
We haven't found the thing yet. I don't know, maybe.
Have you had an argument?
Yes.
Or do you both just go, yeah, you're right. Let's go have a drink, kid.
That's how we talk to each other.
Yeah.
We have had an argument about what we're going to eat on Christmas Day. And the argument was one of those things where neither of us, it wasn't even an argument, but then it was like, are you mad? And it was like, no, I'm not, but you're saying that you're mad. And I was like, well, I'm not, like, it was about nothing, but I felt crazy.
Yeah.
And but I'm too big a fan of hers to, you know, really stand my ground for long
yet.
That I was gonna say, that will change at some point.
I know. I think you're right.
I mean, you can you can like and love the person as more than any person in the world, there at some point there will be something where you're like, I don't love that thing.
In previous relationships, I feel like I've had.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, what's something that that keeps coming up over
I always tell, well, I don't always tell Stephanie, that would make me a psychopath. But I remember one time I said to her, 99% of the time, I love being with you. Laughing with you, it is like euphoric.
Yeah.
But then 1%, I can't stand you. I cannot you are the worst person I have ever met.
Did you say that in an argument or just outside of an argument?
I can't even remember. She was like, same.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely a mutual thing.
Oh my gosh. It's like we get along so well. Yeah. We work together well.
Yeah.
And then those moments happen where it's like,
who am I talking to now?
And same for her with me. It's so wild when that happens.
I have remembered one argument that we had that was, I felt we were lying in bed, and Parv says, if there's a scale of predator to prey in the animal kingdom.
Okay.
So right away I'm in for this conversation.
Yeah. Sure. It's like
right up my street.
It's May facts are just begging.
Completely. It's hypothetical. Yeah. It's facts. And she's like, where energetically do you fall on predator to prey? And I said, either bottom of the prey column or top of the, no, sorry, bottom of the predator column or top of the prey column. So I'm maybe like a fox. So I'm eating like small mice or something.
Okay.
Or a fish or something like that. But I'm like, I'm not like a apex predator or something.
Yeah.
But then also I'm not like a worm. Have I lost everyone?
I think we're still following.
I was listening. Yeah.
It could be maybe like a sort of.
It definitely feels like something where I would zone out.
Yeah.
Or wander off. But yes.
But you were still with me. Yeah, thanks, man. But then we started arguing about what animals were counting as predator and what counted as prey. It became a real argument, which made me laugh so hard the next day that I was like, were we actually mad about that before we went?
Were you arguing about?
Okay.
Who was more of a animal was a bigger predator?
I said that a fox counts as a predator. She said it doesn't. Obviously a fox is a predator. Yeah. And then also I didn't realize that she was talking sort of sexually energetically.
Oh, I didn't.
I just thought she meant like the essence of your soul. So when I was being like, oh, maybe I would be like an otter or something. And then she was like,
that's not sexy.
Yeah. Then sexually, I'm like, well, I don't know.
She's like,
shark or something.
Like you're an otter in the sheets.
Yeah.
Do otters have those big flat tails?
Beavers.
Oh, okay.
I'm a beaver.
Otters have big tails, but not flat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, I feel, here's my concern. If in your first year, because I don't think Stephanie and I got into an argument in our first year.
Yeah.
And if you two got into an argument in your first year and it was about about foxes and otters and and prey, like I'm concerned about your future.
I will say that through this argument I'm talking about, she was laughing hysterically at how annoyed I was getting, and like the more annoyed I got, she was crying laughing. But I was legitimately like, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And she was like, she was denying my reality of being
gaslighting me.
Bottom of it. And she kept being like, oh, so you're prey. And I was like, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm bottom of the predator chain.
Oh my God. I would have had to have walked out of the room. I would have been like, I wish I can barely give a shit about this. And I would have just walked out of the room. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I can't really. Okay. I'm going to have to get in case you're invested, I'm going to get the details again from Parv.
Yeah. We're all invested except for Tig.
Who's got to find out what.
Are you invested?
I'm right here. I'm right here with May.
Okay. What's the biggest thing with you and Jax that keeps.
I mean, I would say like you and Stephanie get along such a high percentage amount of the time and love being around each other. She's the only person I've ever met that I can be around a lot and be totally cool and fine. And besides Tig over there. And that made me feel good because I was always worried about like in a long-term relationship. Well, what do you do when you are tired of each other?
What do we do?
And she says that too. She's like, God, I get so tired of so many people, but you know, not you. So that's always nice, you know. Our arguments that kind of keep that sort of rear their head would be like communication, you know, like just different styles of communicating. Like she won't tell me if she's upset about something.
Oh, that's tough.
Until it's like I'm too late. Really upset.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I could have. done something about this, yeah, you know, before.
So when you can sense someone's annoyed and you're like, is everything okay? Mm-hmm. And they say yes, like you got to take them at, yeah, their word, but you feel uneasy.
She yeah, doesn't. So I, that's the one thing that I'm always like, can you please just communicate with me how you're feeling? And then her annoyance with me would be having to tell me over and over again to do certain things.
Yeah.
Like, but like mundane things like putting up dishes, yeah, or picking up after myself. Like, mm-hmm, she hates feeling like she's nagging.
Yeah.
But she feels like she doesn't have a choice because I'm not. She goes, a lot of things you'll listen and adjust to, but these certain things.
But you just will not pick up after yourself.
I do. Like, I'm not a slob, but like occasionally I'm just so busy that I'm, yeah, like, I put something down and like I'll get to it like that night or whatever. But she like,
it's just not on her timeline.
Yeah. She's, mm-hmm, just like,
that's tough.
Why don't you just take it with you? You're going up there anyway. You know what I mean? So it's not like major yeah, things. Yeah.
But and people's then, brains work differently. Yeah. Like I sometimes just don't see the mess that is there. Right. Like,
but I'm not like a disaster's all over our house. It's not to, yeah, that extreme.
Because she's cleaning it up.
That is true too. And a lot of that falls on her. So it's more annoying because, mm-hmm, she's like, I just spent, yeah, 4 hours vacuuming and cleaning and you
the
can't.
What the hell are you doing in there?
It's just, I'm in a
four
whirlwind.
4 hours vacuuming.
But she's a clean freak also. Yeah. And I'm not to that level. So, yeah, we'll never see eye to eye on the clean part. Because to me, I'm like, our house is spotless.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's just seeing the flaws and stuff in it. And then, and like, you know, she has sensitivity to sound. And like, if I'm talking at this level, she's like, stop yelling. And I'm like, I'm not yelling. Yeah. That's not yelling.
Yeah.
So we kind of have different.
Do you get in her face and you're like, I'll show you yelling.
No, I'm not a yeller. Mm. But the sensitivity to the sound makes her feel that way. So,
yeah,
we can never quite come to a common ground on decibels and fights either.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You got to just text it out, sit in the same room and text
in
it.
In caps.
Yeah. But we are pretty good about, like, she needs someone in a fight to let it go, kind of, instead of escalating it with her. If I were to escalate it with her, it would be a, like, big fight. But a lot of times, she'll be like, I'm going to the room. I'm like, okay. I'm not like, come out of the room. You know what I mean? But if I were aggressive and like, we got to figure, you know, she wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
But I just let her.
Like, no, but we got to get to the bottom of this. We got to fix it.
I go, okay, I would prefer her go away, calm, you know, get a break from me because I'm sure I'm being annoying too. And like, instead of like, we got to do that. Like,
I think maybe it was on our live show we talked about this, but that's like my big advice that someone gave me that I'm like, that never go to bed angry thing. Uh-huh. I don't think that's true. I think sometimes you got to
stand up right now.
Yes,
I'm like,
you got to sleep. You got to.
I'm like, yeah, sleep it off.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, why do we want to fight till 4 a.m?
Yeah. It's
because when we'll wake up, it won't feel as big.
Yeah. And you've been going, you'll be like, maybe I'm a predator. Maybe I'm an otter is a prey, and I can concede that.
I was just saying to Stephanie today or yesterday when we were having our morning coffee, I was like, it is. She had told me something about a friend of ours, mm-hmm, and their family and some dynamic and weird thing that happened. And I was like, it is so insane when you think about all of the houses in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But if you take the roof off and you look in the air at the aerial view and like, get out of here, pick up your and then you move to the next house and like, you know, all the different, like, somebody throwing a shoe at someone.
Yeah.
But you put the roof on, it's just quiet down the street.
Yeah.
But because when she was telling me this story, I was like, what happened? She's like,
yeah.
And I was like, that is because you would drive past their house and it just, mm-hmm, seemed quiet.
Yeah.
The roof off.
Well, I mean, fighting is inevitable and in the healthiest of relationships.
Not in May's life.
Look, well, yeah, but that will it will happen in time.
Don't say that.
But also, not all fighting is bad. Sometimes our best communication happens right after a fight, because she's finally revealed to me
what
was bothering her. You know what I mean?
And totally.
I had to get to that fight to find out that information.
You could have makeup sex. You could, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's
wait,
the whole...
that's supposed to happen?
Yes.
The whole, like, staying in communication and don't, like,
create
that separation. It's hard.
Man, but like, I feel like Glennon and Abby are experts, or at least they maybe... they just seem so wise and they're so open about or like Esther Perel.
But there's no Esther. World where
they don't fight.
Esther Perel. I mean, it's just, it's not realistic.
Can you imagine how annoying it would be to have an argument with Esther Perel? Because she would just be like, okay. Like, she'd be so infuriatingly calm and she would be
you
smarter
know
than you.
She's my dream girl.
She's
that's
so
my celebrity crush.
Sexy. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. But it would be so, you couldn't win an argument against her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I typically like Stephanie Esther Perel, or I like an exhausted housewife look.
Oh my god!
I don't even know
how you describe her.
That's not Stephanie or Esther. Oh. I said that one time, and I never stopped saying it. Somebody was like, "What is your type?" I'm like, "I like an exhausted housewife." Somebody that opens
that's
a door,
really,
and they're like,
funny.
"Just like have been vacuuming for 4 hours to clean up after Fortune. How can I help you?" But yeah, it's. I feel like I have a hard time fully moving on in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I always, as upset or angry as I am. In a moment, I am also struggling to not laugh.
Seriously?
Yeah. We laugh a lot at the end of fights.
Yeah.
Really?
When Stephanie and I are in it, I'm like, okay, I can't look at her because I'm going to start laughing. Yeah. Even though I don't know what that says about me psychologically.
I love that.
And we also have this pattern when we'll give each other space. Mm-hmm. As soon as somebody walks in the room, it is all over. It is
and then you're laughing.
We start laughing,
because you're remembering like what you were.
Yeah.
Or just...
like the other day, she was cleaning out her closet and she piled some things on the couch, and she was saying that she wanted to take those things over to the office over here because she doesn't wear it a lot. Mm-hmm. And so that pile was sitting there, and our cats all got on that pile of clothes. Uh-huh. And so I was upstairs, she was downstairs, and we had had our little rift. Uh-huh. And then
wait, what was the rift about the pile?
No.
Okay,
it was completely unrelated.
Okay.
And something she would not want me to share.
Okay.
This is where we tell all our relationship secrets.
But I started laughing when I saw all the cats sleeping on this pile of like really nice clothes, like gowns and nice coats.
Gowns.
And so I took a picture of all the cats sleeping on that, and I texted it to her after us not talking for like an hour.
Yeah.
And I said, is this all the stuff going over to the office? And I knew that would make her laugh when she saw
that's
all
nice.
The cats on there. And then she just wrote back, no.
Oh my god.
But that was her funny too.
Jax is like similar like that. Yeah. Like I'll crack a joke and she'll be like, whatever, meanie, and like I know like she's fine.
Yeah. I would say, even though this isn't like a really intense argument, but it is in the way that it will not go away.
Mm-hmm.
Is the temperature in our house.
I can't believe this. You two are at such opposite ends.
It is.
She wants it so hot and you want it cold.
Yeah.
I
typically am, especially when I'm sleeping, more comfortable when it's cold.
Yeah. Me too.
And
I like
then
it freezing.
When I'm in full-blown menopause...
Yeah,
I'm dripping in sweat, and
but the temperature that you told me that she likes it at is outrageous.
Yeah, what was it, 78 or 81?
I mean, I think she would be thrilled if it was 80 degrees in our
really,
house.
Really? Yeah. That is very hot.
Wild. I've brought that up with her, I think. Since,
with Stephanie?
Yeah, yeah, do we need to have an intervention?
Like, that is crazy.
Oh, don't do that. Oh.
No, she laughed so hard. Yeah.
We were all talking about this fight that you and Tig had. Don't people love that? But Jackson's always like, what did you say about me on the podcast this week? Yeah. I'm like, sorry.
I know. Every now and then, Stephanie will be like, I need to listen to that show. People keep saying whatever.
Really specific.
Yeah. But it is really a point of contention. Mm-hmm. It is not casual.
You're going to have to get your own wing of the house. And
I know.
Well, somebody mentioned that we could get like a bed that has different temperatures.
Yeah. Yeah, like a sleep number kind of bed.
Maybe we'll get sponsorship. Like, yeah, maybe you sleep number.
Get a water bed and divide it in two and freeze.
A water bed.
And your side is, you've frozen it to ice and it slowly melts.
Oh, and hers is boiling.
Hers is boiling and it slowly warms your ice and your ice cools her boiling.
Okay.
Yeah. Get on that.
Then come on to summer.
Yeah. Oh my God, water beds.
That
does exist.
Huge.
I never
still exist.
Slept on a waterbed.
I think you are missing out.
Yeah,
it's so
that seems
stupid,
like insane
though.
Now.
Yeah,
it's so funny because in the '80s, it was like if you said waterbed, it was like sexy.
Like, that's so cool.
Whoa, that's hot.
Which it must
sloshing
be
around.
Yeah, like you want to get purchased, surely.
Oh
yeah.
My God! Did you say Shirley?
Sorry, I called you Shirley. I don't know why. Yeah.
Well, if you're gonna have a point of contention, I mean, thank God it's something like that because it was a giant point of contention, hard to like reconcile. Like, say a couple, like one person wanted kids, one person didn't,
or one's like evangelical.
That would be significant. Yeah, yeah.
One's Trump, one's Biden, or
so. At least it's like that's something that it's more annoying than anything, but it can be like.
And just to be clear, we have certainly had our massive rough patches in our relationship. We're not just like, "Burr, I'm cold."
No,
it's so hot. But that is one that
doesn't go away.
It does not go away. It's near daily.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've certainly had, you know, big blow ups and whatnot, but luckily at some point, you know, one of us gives or both of us gives, mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you're like, is this worth?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like,
and how good are you at giving in?
I think we're both fairly, like, no one's really digging the heels in mm-hmm. super crazy in our relationship.
Yeah.
It's definitely the healthiest relationship I've ever been in. Mm-hmm. And is it perfect? Absolutely not. But it's like we really like each other. We really respect each other. Mm-hmm. And we like spending time with each other. So our foundation is super solid.
Yeah.
You're talking about us, right?
Yeah, you and me, bud. Our foundation is so solid that it helps so much with those bigger, when mm-hmm. those bigger fights come up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, should we hear what Glennon has to say?
Well, I totally forgot that we needed Glennon's answer. I was so caught up in our issues.
Okay, here's the situation, the friction point for Abby and me. Abby speaks way too loudly all the time. So loud. And also, she can't hear.
Interesting. Well,
probably because she's always speaking so loud. So she thinks that I don't speak loudly enough. And I think that she just cannot hear. Okay. It's kind of like our ongoing situation where Abby thinks that I am irritable and I think that she is irritating and we can't decide which is correct.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
We all know. One time, Tig came to my home.
Oh, here we go.
Only once, never again, and I'll tell you why. I'm sitting there telling a story on my couch and Tig is so interested in my story that Tig is leaning forward towards me and more forward towards me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a good storyteller. Tig is so into this. And so finally, Tig is leaning so far forward that I kind of look at Tig And I pause, and Tig goes, "Why are you whispering?"
Oh, really? Do you remember that?
Do you remember that?
No.
And that was the best moment of Abby's life.
That's hilarious.
That's really good.
That is so funny.
I hope that you can hear this.
We heard you.
Again, very funny. She's very funny.
That is really funny.
Shit, so you were Team Abby in that argument.
I mean, I didn't even know I was caught in the middle of this. I know. And wait, when Glennon says, "And I won't come over again," does that mean because she won't let me come over again?
I think so. She's implying that you aren't coming over.
No, I think she's implying that after Tig betrayed her by aligning with Abby,
We'll never know because I'm not talking to her again.
Ever again.
But that is funny that she brought up decibels.
But here's the thing is I do kind of have a problem hearing well.
I don't have the best hearing.
Yeah. Really?
And it made me realize that another annoyance that Jax has of me is she thinks I don't listen to her. And part of it is I can't hear because Jax speaks softly as well. Mm-hmm. And I didn't hear her say the thing.
Yeah. I really want to go to Glennon's house and for her be like, "Abby, can you talk a little quieter?" It's like her, like, I want to go and take one for the team and really,
yeah, what is your issue here? Yeah, Abby, relax.
Yeah. But yeah, that would be a similar thing for us. Jack thinks I'm not listening, I can't hear her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Glennon, thank you so much
for stirring all this up.
Yeah, geez.
I mean, oh my gosh, what can't wait till podcast. Abby's on the
I didn't know that Abby was loud, but I guess I haven't I've only really heard Abby in like a interview. I've met Abby and Glennon, but
maybe it's that sports thing of like, yeah,
yeah, right.
Let's go, team. Come on, Glennon, it's dinner time.
When they record the podcast, Abby's 30 feet away from the mic.
It's a really great podcast. Yeah. And also Together Rising, I just think is so phenomenal. Yes. They really, really raise the cash and get it out to people. And there's no middle person. Mm. It's, you know.
Yeah, get involved.
And it's cool to see them bringing their worlds together, her expertise and Abby's sports world. And they bring like a lot of interesting perspectives on things.
And her sister, Amanda, is so great on the show. She's so smart. So funny, too.
What a podcast.
Do you guys have anything to plug? Thank you for listening, continuing to listen to Handsome.
Subscribe
mm-hmm. and share it with your pals and spread the word.
Yeah. I mean, if you like Glennon Doyle and you like Handsome Pod, send this episode.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you holding back?
That's right. But we appreciate all the people who have been listening. So fun to go on our Instagram page and see all the comments and all the love that you guys are giving the pod. And
thank you again to the person that knitted guacamole and avocado bear. Jeez Louise. I don't know if that's her name.
And thank you for that thing that's in the bag that I haven't opened yet.
It said curly something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So
I guess all that remains.
Remains? Let's keep it handsome. Handsome is hosted by me, Fortune Feimster, Tig Notaro, and Mae Martin. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Woulette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com and follow us on social media at handsomepod. What a podcast!
What a podcast!